Parshas Re'eh, in the Aliyah of Chamishi, it begins with the famous words, Aser ta'aser eskol tvuasarecha. Aser means give a tenth. A tenth of all of your crops. And there are many explanations in the Gemara of what this refers to. One of them is the Gemara says, Aser, if you will give the 10%, te'asher, you will become wealthy. This will preserve your money. One of the Meforshim writes that the word Yisroel actually includes all three forefathers and all four mothers of the Jewish people. The Yud stands for Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shin stands for Sarah, the Resh is Rivka, the Aleph is Avraham, and the Lamed is Leah. So in that one word, saying we are Bnei Yisrael, we're automatically saying that we come from all seven, these seven great tzaddikim, the three forefathers, the four mothers. He mentioned that this title applies to a Jew who observes the Torah, observes the mitzvahs. But the Meforshim bring that this mitzvah specifically, the Zohar HaKadosh says, there is no comparison whatsoever to a mitzvah that a person performs with money, where they pay for it, or for free. A person buys a pair of tefillin, they buy a lulav and esrog. So here, the Meforshim point out on the words aser ta'aser, if you add up the numerical value of these two words, aser ta'aser, it equals 1,540. We know that in Lashon Kodesh, the number 1,000 is Aleph. Aleph is 1, Aleph is 1,000. The word Yisrael, if we count the Aleph as Aleph, the word Yisrael is 541. The Gematria of Yisrael is 541, or 540 plus 1,000. And the Meforshim bring that it's this mitzvah, because money is easiest for a person to make the mistake and use that word. It's my money, my house, my car, that kind of wording. The famous Tosfos in Tainis, on Aser Taser, where Tosfos says that there was a very wealthy person who had children, and he was about to leave the world, and he gathered his sons around him, like the custom before a person passes away, and he said, let me tell you, boys, let me tell you the secret of my success. Every year when we harvest the crops, I make sure to separate the Hashem's portion, continue in this path, and you'll succeed also. Tosfos quotes a medrash that the first year after he passed away, they did it. They did it, and they were happy and successful, and the business was going great, major harvest. The second year, I think they did it again. But the third year, they made much more money. And they saw them loading up the wagons to send away for charity. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't see so much being given away. The Yetzirah played with them and said, look how much charity you're giving. Look how much you're giving away. And they said, stop, can't do it. And either sent none of it or part of it. The next year, Hashem changed the partnership. Hashem changed the lease, the agreement. They got the 10% and he withheld the 90. The Torah tells us that a person who has tasted success, a person who has tasted wealth, and then chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, it's taken away, for them it's 100 times more difficult than a person who never had it. So they were in mourning. They were horrified and everything. One of their neighbors came to see them, and he came dressed up like in his Shabbos clothes and party outfit. So they looked at him and they said, you're celebrating our failure? He said, I'm celebrating yours. I'm celebrating the greatness of Hashem. It was all in your hands. It was totally up to you. When you kept the partnership, when you kept the original deal, the 90-10, you keep 90, you give Hashem 10, Hashem was totally satisfied. He wasn't looking for more. When you decided that deal wasn't a good deal, you refused to go for the 10, Hashem said, no problem. He's got two contracts. This one, take A or B, take your pick. Hashem reversed the deal. And this is one of the things that we need to know, that the world we are in is called Olam HaSheker. What you're seeing is not a normal picture. We need to be reminded of it and be focused. And if we want to do a reality check, the reality check is in the Torah. This is the reality check. The Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveho b'tzedakah. We should be zeichet to see the Jewish nation redeemed completely, an end to the golus, the glory of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Moshiach, binyan beis hamikdash, amen v'amen.